Welcome to Mindfully Stoic, a channel dedicated to increasing mindfulness through the lens of the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. This guided meditation concerns the Stoic virtue of temperance, also known as moderation. As you may recall, the Stoics had four cardinal virtues by which they lived. These virtues are courage, temperance, wisdom, and justice. Today we will focus on temperance, which is the avoidance of excess and extremes, and how that relates to our day and age. Temperance isn't meant to be less pleasure, but the way to bring about lasting pleasure. This idea is related to Aristotle's golden mean of virtue, or the middle way as described by the Buddha. Now let's begin. Find a comfortable place and position. Try to let go of any stresses from the day and any tension that has built up in your mind. Remember that you are a being in the here and the now. Focus on your natural breathing rhythm without forcing anything. Just be yourself in this moment. Start paying more attention to your body. Release any tension in the neck, shoulders, the jaw, or the back. Acknowledge the sounds in the environment and let them be without any judgment. Let any thoughts that arise float down the river of consciousness. There is no need to entertain them. Let them pass through. Now take this time to take a deep breath through your nose and out of your mouth. Try to breathe out twice as long as you breathe in. And if you would like, try activating your diaphragm during this breathing. This will cause your belly to rise while the chest stays relatively still. If you find it helpful, you can say, "Breathe in, I am here. Breathe out, I am now. Breathe in, I am here. Breathe out, I am now." As you start to feel relaxed, try to focus more on the topic of temperance and what that means for you. Take a moment and reflect on its meaning and its application in your specific circumstances. In the book, The Practicing Stoic, Ward Farnsworth says, "Stoicism suggests first that we rethink what we want, how much of it, and why. Stoics value moderation, and they don't view it as a compromise of pleasures. They regard moderation, rather, as enhancing pleasures, indeed, as making the true and healthy enjoyment of them possible." As the author suggests, the Stoics were concerned with the virtue of temperance and how it impacts our ability to live a good life, to live in eudaimonia. For example, Marcus Aurelius stated, "No one who is good and honorable would regret having passed a pleasure by." And let's take time to reflect on this quote by Seneca. "Nothing will give you so much help toward moderation as the frequent thought that life is short, and that the little we have is uncertain. Whatever you are doing, be mindful of death." And for me, I really like this quote, because it helps put things in perspective. How often do we become hyper-focused on one thing that we neglect other important aspects of our life? Perhaps our work is taking over our time and energy, that we aren't spending time with those we love or on the hobbies we enjoy. Michel de Montaigne, a French philosopher influenced by Greek philosophy, stated this concerning temperance: lack of moderation is the plague of pleasure. Moderation is not the scourge of pleasure, but the seasoning of it. And here is a second quote by Seneca: what it has made necessary for man, nature has not made difficult. But he desires clothing of purple steeped in rich dye, embroidered in gold, and decorated with a variety of colors and designs. It is not nature's fault, but his own, that he is poor. And to close, a third quote by Seneca: the mind must not be kept invariably at the same tension, but must be diverted to amusements. Socrates did not blush to play with little children. Cato would relax his mind with wine when it was wearied by the cares of the state, and Scipio would stir his triumphal and soldierly person to the sound of music. In our day and age, it is easy to get caught up in the productivity culture and feel like we need to be doing something. But as Seneca stated, we are humans and are not meant to be held at the same tension at all times. We should make time for friends, play games with children, and take time to relax from our labors. Remember to think on how you can exercise temperance and experience more eudaimonia in your life. It might be the case that we are addicted to social media, food, TV, or work, or we might take life too seriously and won't let ourselves relax. Whatever your personal situation is, be mindful and be temperate. Thanks for listening to Mindfully Stoic. If you feel like you have benefited from this meditation or others, please like, subscribe, or share. I truly appreciate your support.